not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. It's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. 68 degrees at Slap Out, 70 degrees at Freedom. Actually, Woodward, Oklahoma, you're the hot spot in the state right now. It's 71 degrees. Bedford, you're 68, 64 at Watonga, 70 at Fairview, 65 at Hollis, 65 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 64 degrees at Hobart, out here in the Texas Panhandle. We have 71 at Lipscomb, 72 at Miami, 68 at Wellington, 66 degrees at Odell. Just so you know, we are under the whole Texas Panhandle, all the Oklahoma Panhandle, and basically the western third of Oklahoma is under a fire weather watch. So be careful what you're doing out there, and please be that. We just had one big fire. We don't need money more if we can prevent it. How's that? Okay, let's see what's happening. Today is Tuesday. I got all Heyday Tuesday. Got Brandon Hickey coming on. Here's I'll post this on the KECO Facebook page. They're having a meeting that started a couple hours ago in Ellis County at Shattuck. Now there's some town hall meetings for Texas Panhandle fire victims. Sunday, March 17th at 2 o'clock at Canadian, Texas at the Palace Theater. And then at 6 o'clock at Stinnett at the West Texas High School Auditorium. Attendance is free and all are invited. What it's about, learn about how the fire started, who caused them, and your legal rights to compensation. So, anyway, that is coming up Sunday, March 17th, Canadian, Texas, Palace Theater, 2 o'clock, Stinnett, Texas, at the West Texas High School Auditorium. And so, anyway, just wanted to share that with you. So, there you have it. Okay. Let's see what happened overnight in the ag world, our big, big ag world. Overnight, wheat futures dropped in overnight trading after China canceled yet another round of orders for U.S. supplies. China nixed shipments of 264,000 metric tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat, according to the USDA. The Asian nation also canceled orders of 110,000 tons on March 8th and another 130,000 tons on March 7th. That was last weekend. So anyway, announcements concerning large sales of wheat, corn, beans have been absent recently, with the last big purchase announced on March 4th. Weekly inspections of corn and soybeans for offshore delivery also have declined. Exports of wheat since the start of the grain marketing year, the beginning on June 1st, are down 11% from the same period last year, and soybean shipments have dropped 19%. Corn has been the outlier with exports since the beginning of the March marketing year on September 1st, now 33% ahead of last year, is what it's saying. Wheat futures overnight for May delivery fell a nickel to 542 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures lost 8.25 to $5.90 a bushel. Corn futures were down 3.5 pennies to 4.39 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 2.75 to $11.76 a bushel. Soy meal rose 70 cents to $3.37.90 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.39 cents to $46.25 a pound. Let's see what else is going on here. Dry weather is expected in the southern plains. Warm, dry weather is forecast for the southern plains today, leading to tinderbox-like conditions that are ripe for wildfires, the National Weather Service said earlier this morning. A fire weather watch has been issued for several counties in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle starting tomorrow morning and running through this afternoon. Winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles an hour, and gusts up to 40 miles an hour are expected. Humidity will fall as low as 12%. Extremely dry weather will also raise concerns about fires in northern Illinois today. Winds will range from 25 to 30 miles an hour. Strong southwest winds, dry vegetation, and low humidity will result in another period of elevated fire danger this afternoon. Any grass or brush fires that ignite will likely become difficult to control. How about that? Okay. Anyway, today is Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic happy hour, and they wanted me to pass along something to you. And let me get over here to my text message. See, you guys always think I'm just on Facebook or messing around with my phone during breaks and stuff, but it's actually business. I get a lot of business off this phone. Anyway, the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic wants to wish all the exhibitors and clients good luck at OYE, because, you know, yesterday they opened the gates up there and it started, and safe travels, and don't forget your health papers. They want you to don't forget your health papers. So we'll get when they start going. Actually, I'm going to stay a little more in tune this year than I did last year with the ag mechanics part of that. There's some pretty cool stuff that the OYE's doing with the ag mechanics with those projects. So I'm going to keep you guys a little more in tune with that. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Dr. Taylor and Christy, on the update, and wishing all your clients and exhibitors. It's going to be I'm wanting to see how the sheep and goat deal turns out. That thing has been tough the last two or three years, and it looks tougher this year. So it'll be interesting to see what in it. Hey, I got a quick question for you guys. You're not getting no prizes for the right answer, because there's really no right answer in this deal. I had a gentleman call me, and I won't mention his name before the show today. I'm not in the mood, but anyway, to mess with him. But anyway, what? You guys have a lot of solar panels, solar pumps and panels out there. What text in the one that you like the most? Everybody has tested a bunch of them out. Text the brand in that you like the most, and to 580-225-9697. And I know somebody's going to text in windmill. I know that. Okay, I got them both. But anyway, your solar pump, what's your favorite? Because my favorite so far has been the Sun Rotor pump. It's actually made here in Elk City, Oklahoma. And I'm not playing favoritism because it's right here in Elk City. But after doing a lot of research and stuff, you know, you got your diaphragm pumps and you have your rotor pumps. And some people call the diaphragm pumps throwaways because you can't repair them. And this was about 3 or 4 years ago that you couldn't rebuild them. They're a little cheaper than the rotor pumps, and so you just throw them away when they wear out, whether it's 10 years down the road or 15. Mine has been the Sun Rotor pump, because there's some harsh water down there west of Willow in the breaks, and that thing lasted 8 years before I started getting some a little issue out of it. Brought it in, had it fixed up, $200-something later for a complete rebuild on the guts on it. Put it back in myself. Can't beat that. And it's all stainless steel, and it's rotor. That's my personal opinion. I'm not selling for them or doing anything like it. Just my personal opinion. So if you would, text in the one you like the best. What brand? Where'd you get it? And I'll throw it out there on air. I won't mention your name. I'll just throw it out there on air, because I get this question asked a lot. So this will be good information for the listeners, if you don't mind. So anyway, also, one more thing before we take our first Stockman's Vet break. Cotton meeting coming up. When is it here? There it is. March 27th. I'm going to mention this a couple times a week. At the Warsaw County Activity Center in Cordell, starting at 10 a.m. It's over at 2:30. March 27th please RSVP by calling the Ouachita County OSU Extension Office. You can either, you probably call any of these four. Ouachita County, Beckham, Custer, and Roger Mills are putting this on. Call any of them to reserve. They'll make sure you get your RSVP. Meal provided and prepared by NextGen America Cottonseed. 2 CEU credits pending on this. So anyway, got it. Looks like they got a great program set up for this. I might even attend it. Even though I'm not a cotton farmer, I might even attend it just out of curiosity. So anyway, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They'd love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Serre.
Member FDIC.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Serre Farmers Co-op. Serre Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Serre Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Serre Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Serre, or give them a call at 928-2664.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton gin in a timely manner. We possess 120 plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-0677.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 4th. 2,144 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 420. 24 brought 358, 9 at 600 brought 304, 12 at 737 brought 244, 19 at 827 brought 245, 8 at 877 brought 235, 27 at 896 brought 229.50, 17 at 914 brought 230, 5 head of heifers at 447 brought 293, 12 at 629 brought 250, 13 at 690 brought 236, 17 at 784 brought 228, 22 at 811 brought 270. 1750, 6 at 850 brought 214, 14 at 853 brought 214, butcher cows were 76 to 135, butcher bulls brought 123 to 152.50, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Currently here on our Gabe Gadget Mezzanine Center board, we have 62.8 degrees, 51% humidity. The winds are out of the south at 10 miles an hour. Here is your Texas Panhandle Agriculture update. Lipscomb, 72. Humidity, 16. Dew points, 24. The winds are out of the west at 16 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20. Peak wind gust today, 34. Anything else major going on? No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature, 51 degrees. Well, on the phone with me now, right now, is Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Facilities. What's happening?
It is a wonderful, blustery, good Oklahoma spring day.
Oh, what are you in such a good mood about?
Why not?
Well, that was like, oh, that's pretty nice of you to say it's blustery.
Yep.
Well, it looks like you had a couple pretty decent sales. Let's start with Elk City. What did it look like there with the girls and the boys?
Yes, sir. Had a good market. The lightweight cattle was conditioned, very, very sought after still, very, very high. You know, get them four weights up there in that mid 350 range, and you know, the closer we get to spring and green grass, you know, it's hard to believe, but this thing could just kind of keep getting better. Yet, I mean that.
I know, it has been.
Seems like they're really, really high, but you know, if they're gonna get them, we're short enough on numbers that this thing could just keep drifting a little higher, and it's unbelievable. Now, you know, those new crop calves, you know, they're not going to be as high as the ones with some age and condition, but still, yeah, it's unbelievable how good it is, and just scary to think that it could get even quite a bit better yet.
Yeah, so. Do you think those four weights are going to get to $4?
Well, we've already seen a little bit of that back there, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, a month ago or something like that. We'd already seen some of those four weights do that. But, yeah, I think it's very, very likely to see it again, especially on them ones that's weaned and got condition. I think we're liable to blow right through that $3 range when we get, you know, when we actually get some green grass to graze.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. Well, you had a set in Elk City that weighed 810 out of Wellington. They did very well. 810, yes, or you had 103 of them weighed 810, brought 243.50. How about that?
Yes, sir.
You need
it. Yes, sir. Several bidders on those, and you know, this is the time of the year that normally, I mean, it just kind of tells you what kind of a scenario situation we're in. You know, here we are middle of March, and normally those cattle are like that 810 pound steer. You know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of them coming to town, you know, off of this wheat pasture, and you know, it just tell you the scenario we're in, that a group of them like that bring that much money this time of year coming in, and lots of buyer activity, lots of bidder activity on them, you know, lots of interest on those cattle, and you know, and that's a little different than we're used to, you know, most March middle of March time periods that we're in. You know, they're starting to get that pipeline plugged up a little bit, and they're starting to really pull them bids back down, but that is not happening right now. They're having enough hard time getting enough cattle to refill the pens as they're emptying them.
Well, and you had there was only five of them, but it doesn't matter. Here's my point, that was only 10 pounds shy of 800 pounds. Some heifers brought 220. I mean,
yes,
so anyway, if you were looking for heifers for a deal, should have got them a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we told them, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, these ones, these ready to breed. And of course, we're knocking on the door now when the bulls need to be turned out. So you're going to have to, you know, buy them bigger than back there when we were talking about it a couple of months ago. And yeah, those 7-8 weight heifers, you're gonna have a lot of dollars ahead in them starting out right now, but man, there's a lot of good ones coming to town. It's unbelievable how good the quality has gotten in this part of the world.
Well, the thing I have noticed with the good quality heifers that come through either here or over Western Oklahoma, you personally know where those heifers come from. So anybody ever comes to town looking for some heifers, all they got to do is ask you some questions, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, we got that's the beauty and the benefit of a small town and not being just a huge auction, being more what would considered a mid-size, you know, the owner gets to personally know pretty much every single person that brings cattle, you know, and I might not know their face, but I'm talking to them on the phone, you know, and you get to know their program, and I so enjoy that, and seeing what people's programs are and what their genetics are and what they're trying to accomplish. And yeah, I'm always more than happy to pass that information along to any potential buyers.
Right. Well, I did get a picture from one of your buyers this morning. I sold him five of my favorite cows last year. And you probably know him. He's down there around Reed, down there in Greer County. And anyway, he wears a cowboy hat. His wife's the boss. He sends me a picture of one of my favorite cows this morning, and she was Black Semi Angus. And anyway, there's a white calf standing behind her. And so anyway, the comment, I'm going to read this comment from you. I'm going to throw his name out there because I'm not scared of him. Anyway, his wife has to send me the picture. But anyway, Scott Robinson, anyway, Scott said, he said, now we have a real calf. And I'm whatever. Oh, anyway, so yeah, we'll just cut her off there. But anyway, I was like, what are you doing to my cows? So anyway, let's get back to cows. Butcher cows and butcher bulls, man, it's just crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, and that thing is it's going up every day. I mean, you talk about something that has still got a lot of upside potential to it. You know, I thought maybe by now we might see a little break in the action on this thing with some of these cows that guys have been grazing on the wheat when they bought some of these thin cows to turn out instead of these high-dollar calves. I thought maybe we might start seeing enough of them start into town that it might be just, you know, not necessarily crashing this thing, but for sure woeing it down a little bit. But, man, it just... The upswing on this looks like it's just liable to keep right on going. I mean, we're gonna get up there to the levels that we were after that 11 and 12 drought really quick. It's starting to look like they're really having a hard time getting numbers, and they're adding dollars to the carcass values every day on these butcher cows and bulls.
Yeah,
you know, getting up there in that 163 range on them butcher bulls and that 140 range on them on the good front end butcher cows, man, and the upside potential for that is still very much in play. I mean, that they're having even a harder time, I think, filling their orders and getting their kills met than what the feedlots are replenishing their pens.
Well, I know we've been doing a lot of culling the last year and a half, 2 years, and we really probably don't need to do a whole lot more culling, but it's because our numbers are down. But why wouldn't you? I mean, if you got some 8, 10, 12-year-old cows out there, why wouldn't you sell them at that price? And you're not going to replace them for that. But, hey, you've got your money's worth out of that cow. It's time to upgrade. Yeah. So, but anyway, and it looks like some people's doing that. Bred cows up to 3,000, pairs up to 3,075.
Yeah, and you know, and that's, we haven't seen a package of those, you know, that's just kind of on the little ones and true group, two head groups we've been seeing. You know, it's been probably 3 weeks now since we've seen a real package of nice cows, you know, come in, you know, where we're selling numerous off of one place. So, you know, that's the kind of prices we're getting just off the ones and twos. So, you know, we could sure see an increase in this thing on the, you know, if somebody was to need to sell out a nice little package of them young cows, young bred cows or pairs.
Yep. Well, moving on over there east of Clinton on I-40 to the Cherokee exit over there that I call it. Another good sell over there. More of the same thing, basically. I mean, it didn't change a whole lot from the slaughter bulls and cows went up, but the didn't change a whole lot with the calves and stuff. It's a little stable, maybe a little up just a few dollars, but anyway, you had some pretty good sized groups there on both girls and the boys.
Yes sir, we did, and our, you know, we our numbers were back down considerably from the previous 2 weeks, and I really thought we might get another week or two of bigger numbers with these cattle coming in off of wheat, but you just just the numbers. I mean, it's just showing up more and more every day. The numbers just aren't there as near as what they used to be, what we're used to. So, you know, we to be back down to 1,300 this week, you know, I really thought we might be, you know, up there closer to that 2,000 again for maybe another week or two. But it's these numbers are down, and that's it's a good thing for the price outlook, because like I say, these feedlots are going to have to pay up to get these cattle. The competition is going to be pretty fierce to get these cattle, and I, you know, we're looking at a lot of upside, looks like to me, going into the end of March and April here, and then we'll see what graze out brings in May. You know, how many cattle might show up then, but there again, you know, I'm expecting it to not be what we're used to, for sure.
Right, and you know, and I've noticed a lot of cattle still out on wheat, and so, which is a good thing. You know, I mean, probably more than likely they're going to grazer on out through May or whenever it's done and stuff, but there's still a lot of cattle out there on wheat, according to my Jimmy Expedition travels.
Yes. There's, you know, and I've got several consigners that I've talked to, you know, they're saying we're gonna graze it on out, and some of those consigners, their cattle are really big already, so I can only imagine how big them rascals are going to be when they bring them in there in May, because you know, with the spring like weather we're having, you know, that wheat's going to grow, and that's going to grow those cattle, and it's gonna get them big. And you know, and most of the time, the weight, 90% of the time, weight will make you money, and so they're gonna get their harvest their cattle through the four-legged combines instead of the wheeled combines, looks like.
Yes, and yeah, because I haven't seen a crop out there yet that's worth a hoot right now, but then anyway, but you know the old cattle producer saying, if they got wheat pasture, I might as well use it. And so, yeah. And anyway, so they're going to stick with it. Instead of making hay out of it, they're just going to graze her down to the ground. So, which, I mean, we don't know if this faucet's turned off or on. You know, we're not getting those rains every other week or every week like we was a month ago. So,
yes, sir. Yeah. And we had such a good, you know, late summer. You know, there was lots of hay made, and everybody's a little bit ahead of on their hay production, you know, feeling pretty confident going into the summer, even if it does dry, you know, feeling dry out some. They're pretty confident with the amount of hay they've got left to get them through the summer, and even possibly through, you know, next winter if it totally dries out. And I mean, that's evidence to that is the sheer amount of hay that people have been willing to donate, you know, to the fire victims out there. It's just unreal that, you know, people, they're comfortable enough with their hay supplies to give as much of it away as what they are, and that's a really good thing.
Yeah, and it's still coming in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a guy call yesterday from around Fort Cobbery, 11 semis. I think I can send you 11 semis. I said, well, thank you very much. So, and, you know, and that's great. It's awesome. And you know, people say, man, there's so much hay coming out there, they're not going to need it. Bull. They don't. If you haven't been out there to look at it, you don't know what you're talking about, because you go out there, the only thing you see is burnt fence posts, burnt sticks sticking up in the ground. They haven't had any moisture for the most part since this was fire was over, and there's none in the forecast for the next 10 days as of right now that I know of, and we got high wind warnings starting today and tomorrow, and so. They're going to need it. They're not, might not need it now, but a month from now and 2 months from now, they're going to need it. So don't think they don't need hay out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the little area where I'd been sending hay into, you know, I've still got several loads that I need to find ride for, but they said, just give us a couple of weeks to breathe here and get our stack lots emptied out a little bit. We, you know, we're running out of room to stack it, and we're going to feed it really fast, but we're going to be needing it, you know, for at least another month and probably longer, you know, like I say, depending on the rain situation. And like we've talked about before, you know, that you can't fully stock that young tender grass that's coming back.
No.
You got to really stock it light, or you got to really you know, move on and off of it fast, or you know, you're gonna end up with a blowhole if you're not really good, really careful, and really good manager with that stuff. So.
Yeah, because that's not tight ground out there.
Yes.
No, not at all. What, you got any consignments coming up at Elk City or Clinton you want to tell the folks about?
Got a nice set of 4 to 7 year old pairs, mostly pairs. There'll be a few bred cows on them, but mostly pairs this week, be 4 to 7s, mostly black mots, be a few red Angus, a few Charolais scattered on them, but a nice opportunity to buy some young pairs this Friday. And you know, got a few calves coming in also, few winged yearlings coming in also. But that's kind of the featured deal. There's going to be about 80 of those pairs this week. And then Monday over at Clinton, I got a really nice lineup coming out of Thomas with some really fancy Hereford steers coming off of wheat. Little family over there that raises some of the best Herefords in the country, and they're bringing their steer calf crop in this coming Monday, and expecting a nice run there again. And yeah, we'll have a good run of livestock this week, and got some good consignments already on the board. And then April the 26th, I believe it is, we're going to have a young pair special there at Elk City, and going to have a lot of really good, really fancy, mostly black mott first time pairs heifers that's got their babies on the ground. So
are those first or second calf heifers?
Pardon me?
Are those are first or second calf heifers?
They'll be first.
Okay.
First time.
Make sure Mr. Deal, if he's listening, he understands. No, anyway, all right, first calf pairs, and that's coming up April 26th, and would that be on regular time, or would that be after the sale?
We're probably, I haven't got all the details finalized, we're thinking probably do the regular sale and then do the special, the pairs afterwards, kind of give everybody a chance to get around and get there that afternoon, get their chores done, their feeding done, get there that afternoon and be ready to buy them is kind of what we're thinking right now. But we're still kind of planning all the details out and getting all my ducks in a row for it.
All right, well, we still got time. I mean, that's 6 weeks away. That'll give everybody time to save money or go to the bank one, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brandon.
Maybe these interest rates will come down between now and then.
Well, not what I read a while ago. So, anyway, but they, yeah, bad deal. Anyway, there's it's a good deal. It's a good deal. We got, I think we're gonna have some green grass. Even if we don't get rain here for another 2 to 4 weeks, we got sub moisture. So when it does rain, it's gonna take off quick. So which is a good deal. So anyway. Well, Brandon, thanks for coming on today and taking out time out of your busy schedule. I appreciate it, and I guess we'll see you Friday.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right, thanks, sir. All right, that was Mr. Brandon Hickey with the Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Sounds like we got good things ahead, and the market's not stopped going up yet, which is our supposedly, anyway, and I don't think it is either. It's been trending $5 or higher every week for quite a while. So anyway, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break and be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The business I've done with Oilfield, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them, whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers. That's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oil field suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Camlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oil field or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413.
821-4413.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Changing your DNA sounds like sci-fi, but it's not. There are chemicals in vapes, like formaldehyde, which can actually mutate the DNA sequences in your genes. And mutations in genes can cause cancer. If every hit you take increases your risk for DNA mutation, it makes you wonder what vaping could be doing to your body. Learn how much damage vaping can cause at BehindTheHaze.com.
The power, performance, and look of the Ford F-Series has made it America's best-selling truck for 47 years in a row. We're celebrating Truck Month at Barber Dyson Ford with more Super Duties on the lot than any other dealer from OKC to Amarillo. We don't want to miss a single deal, so if you're in the market for a new truck, we'll find a way to put you in the driver's seat. Financing is sweet right now with just 1.9% for 72 months, plus customer cash on all 23 model F-150s. Ford Truck Month means March Madness at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City, BarberDysonFord.net.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Freedom, Oklahoma. Here is your Northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. Currently it's 72. The dew point's 28. Humidity's 20%. Winds are out of the west, 17 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 23. 10-day rain total, 0.12 inches. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.7. Sunset at 7:41 tonight. We're getting close to having 12 hours of sunlight up there. Sunny and 78 today, 45 tonight. Winds will switch, be out of the northwest. Tomorrow looks pretty nice till tomorrow afternoon when the wind gets up. 81 degrees, southwest winds, 7 to 22 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 35 and 40 miles an hour later tomorrow afternoon. So that is your ag weather forecast. All right, what's wrong with you guys today? Cat got your tongue? Nobody's text. Well, only one person has texted in what kind of solar pumps and panels they like. Anyway, it was Curtis Morse. He texted in. He said, I've had really good luck with Sun Rotor Pump, bought locally. He says, I have three of them. And speaking of Curtis, him and his wife, Kelly, donated some money for fuel for haul hay, and they thank you, Curtis and Kelly. They gave a donation for fuel for people helping to haul the hay and stuff, and she stopped by here at the studio and dropped the check off this morning. So anyway, thanks, Curtis and Kelly, really appreciate that. All right, let's see here. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays. Not only is it the Stockman's Vet Day, Clinic Day. Anyway, I'm going to save that for the last one, but I want to give you a, where's it at? Anyway, I've seen this, and I want everybody to hear about this. Crop insurance is not an effective marketing tool. Crop insurance is a great tool to protect a farmer's production risk. It guarantees that if something happens during the growing season, the farmer's protected from catastrophic losses. However, some farmers think their revenue protection crop insurance is providing the floor price for their grain that protects them against falling crop prices. I think the thought process is incorrect, and crop insurance should be thought of as a revenue protection tool because it considers both price and production in its calculations. The author of this deal said, let me explain. First, some farmers believe the revenue protection price is guaranteed at the spring value, which is $4.66 this year. And unfortunately, it's not. The revenue protection is based on the level of insurance farmers buy. The highest coverage farmers can buy is 85%. Using that coverage value, the price value of floor protection is actually $3.96. $4.66 spring value times 85% coverage. That's where you come up with that. But price is not the only consideration in how farmer's payment is calculated. Crop insurance payment structure is also based on the farmer's 10-year average production history. For most farmers, their APH is lower than what they will likely produce in a year because corn yields have been improving on almost on average about 2 bushels per acre each year. For example, using a linear measurement of the national yield from 1974, it shows in 2014, the yield was 162 bushels. In 2024, it shows the average is 180 bushels. However, the current 10-year APH of the national yield is only 173.4, which is much lower than the 180 average farmers are expected to raise in 2024. If we use the spring price of $4.66 times the 10-year APH of 173.4, and we've signed up for 85% coverage, our crop insurance revenue value is $686.84 per acre. Spring price times 10-year times coverage. That's real floor price guarantee. Will vary based on different final year incomes. So regardless of what yield is attained, the crop insurance floor price is way lower than where the corn is currently trading. The 2023 spring insurance price was $5.91. Here, this is just another example. And the national 10-year APH was a 171.43. If 85% coverage was purchased, the revenue protection was $5.02 or $860.57 an acre. So anyway, he said, let me put this in one other way. If you want to sell or trade your pickup, you wouldn't go out and wreck it to collect the insurance. So this doesn't work because the value of your pickup is based on the current value of the vehicle less the deductible. Crop insurance has two hidden deductibles because it typically only pays 85% or whatever level a farmer purchases of the spring value, and it's also based on the 10-year APH, not the current year's expected trend line yields. Again, I'm in favor of purchasing revenue protection crop insurance. I do it every year, and I recommend other farmers do it the same to protect themselves against the worst case scenario in production. However, I believe that decision has nothing to do with the marketing the grain they produce. Crop insurance is insurance. It is not marketing. If it was marketing, they would call it marketing. There you go. So let's take another break and come back. We'll talk about hay and all kinds of other good things. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age advantage and 50 yearling bulls, also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale, Monday, March 25th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Hey folks, I'm Ken Russ, new owner of Hobart Stockyards. We want to thank Rex Flaming for the great job and dedication he has done serving the community in southwestern Oklahoma. I look forward to continuing working with you cattle producers and marketing your cattle. We are bringing in multiple independent cattle buyers and along with current buyers to guarantee you get top prices for your cattle. Give me a call at 580-530-0192. Here at Hobart Stockyards, we only sell the best. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
SCI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SCI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SCI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, cool. Well, we're getting more. The cat has let go of some of you guys' fingers, I guess, since you text us in. And you know why I don't take live calls on this show. But anyway, so far, Sun Rotor 6. Favor that. Anyway, that's awesome. Six of you. I appreciate that. Oh, here, let's go to our Hobart Farm and Garden. Let's do Eric today. Ag weather update. Hobart Farm and Garden. Ag weather update. 69 degrees at Eric. 43 is the dew point. Humidity, 38%. The winds are out of the southwest at 13 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 0.32 inches. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 50 degrees. Sunset at 7:54, 81 today, southwest winds. Tomorrow, mostly clear. Tonight, mostly clear, 44 degrees. Tomorrow, breezy. 80 degrees, south to southwest wind, 7 to 23 miles an hour, with wind gust up 35, possibly 40 miles an hour. I figure we're going to have a red flag warning day tomorrow. Okay, let's see here. Oh, I got a call during the break from Randy up at Shattuck. Anyway, the meeting, the FSA meeting there and the vet meeting at the Red Barn on the county fairgrounds there in Shattuck for Ellis County fire victims went really, really well. He said Oklahoma Farm Bureau stopped by, gave him some more cards for fuel for people hauling hay up in that area, northwestern Oklahoma. And so anyway, this is a good thing. That was a great call. Appreciate it. All right. You know, water has been in the news here lately, especially around Beckham County and Greer and Jackson County, but it's been in the news quite a while. We all know that water's becoming a hot item and water issues have, but guess what? This is out of Arizona. A Saudi business is leaving Arizona Valley after it was targeted by the state over groundwater use. Arizona officials said a Saudi-owned company that targeted them, and they're admitting to it, over its use of groundwater to grow forage crops, is moving its farming operation out of the valley in the southwestern state's rural west. Governor Katie Hobbs and the Arizona State Land Department announced late Thursday that Fondamani, Arizona, is officially no longer pumping water in the Butler Valley groundwater basin. Some residents of La Paz County said have complained the company's pumping was threatening their wells. A statement by Hobbs said an on-site inspection had confirmed that Fondamani was moving to vacate the property. Fondamani has several other farms elsewhere in Arizona that are not affected by this decision. A call placed by Friday seeking comment from Fondamani's Arizona office was not immediately returned. Current Arizona regulations allow virtually unfettered groundwater pumping in state rural areas. Climate challenge countries like Saudi Arabia have increasingly looked to faraway places like Arizona for the water and land to grow forage for livestock and commodities such as wheat for domestic use and export. Foreign and out-of-state U.S. farms are not banned from farming in Arizona nor from selling their goods worldwide. American farmers commonly export forage crops to other countries, including Saudi Arabia and China. Yeah, Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest buyers of American alfalfa. Fondamani, a subsidiary of Saudi dairy giant Almara Company, held four separate lease agreements in the Butler Valley Basin to grow alfalfa that feeds livestock in the Gulf Kingdom. In October, Arizona State Land Department notified Fondamani that three of its four leases in the Butler Valley Basin would not be renewed. Fondamani was simultaneously notified, and the fourth lease will be canceled as well. The Arizona's governor's office said the state land department decided not to renew the leases that the company had in Butler Valley due to the excessive amounts of water being pumped from the land free of charge. Fondamani appealed the cancellation, and the process still pending. The land lease ended on February the 14th. So there you go. We'll see. What is it saying here? Another company, the United Arab Emirates, owned Aldera ACX Global Incorporated, grows forage crops in California and Arizona, including on Butler Valley land. It leases from private North Carolina-based company. It's a major North America exporter of hay. Hobbs took the credit for the end of its Fondamani's operation in the valley. Last but not least, she says, "I'm not afraid to hold people accountable, maximize value for the state's land trust, and protect Arizona's water security." Whew. There we go. Yeah, there. Governor Hobbs ain't scared. Anyway, here we go. Hay markets. Looks like they just basically went stagnant. And California premium alfalfa is running up to $2.75 a ton. Kansas is running up to $3.25 a ton, $2.20 to $3.25. Missouri's $200 to $3.50. Oklahoma $180 to $200. South Dakota $2.50. Texas $3.10 to $4.25, and both of those being delivered on the grass hay, or other hay as we call it here. It's as expensive in California as alfalfa, so I know which one I'd rather have. Anyway, Kansas grass hay, $140 to $250 a ton. Missouri, $225 a ton. This is all for premium. As a matter of fact, Missouri good premium good is $150 to $175, which is pretty good. Oklahoma, nothing available there. Nebraska, nothing there. Texas, $300 to $380 a ton for premium grass. And what else is there? $185 to $265 for good. But look at this. In Washington, premium grass hay is worth $375 to $400 a ton. And even in Pennsylvania, they're paying up to $420 a ton for premium grass hay. So anyway, what else we got here? Real quick story. I don't think I got time. Maybe I do. Anyway, under a new rule, food processors will be able to put product of the USA on packages of meat, poultry, egg products only if the animals were born, raised, slaughtered, and processed in the United States. How about that? That comes from Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack on Monday. Until now, the labels could be pasted on foreign meat that was processed in America. So anyway, great victory for a lot of people out there on that deal. So if it's not raised here, you're out. Can't say USA on there anymore. Hey, thank you for listening today, guys. See you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jim Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.